We're small in number today.
Yeah. I want to welcome everyone out. This is the December 28, 2018 regular session of Commissioners Court. Commissioner Gross and Commissioner Burka aren't with us today. They need to take care of some other things. We'll start with an invocation. I'll give that, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the opportunity that we could all be here together. We're thankful for the opportunity that we all have to serve and work in the county, and for the citizens that live here and that we're able to help. We're thankful for all of those first responders and those who protect our freedoms abroad and keep us safe. We're thankful for our Savior Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice, and we humbly say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Two is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Item B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Three D are budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E, your accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Move to record stated items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item four is discuss and take action to adopt a resolution in support of Texas Historical Commission grant to update the Upshur County Courthouse Preservation Master Plan. We previously discussed this. This is a $50,000 grant with a $5,000 match from the county. And there is a timeline where they have to receive this resolution from the court saying that we're interested in the grant. If the incoming court is not interested, then they simply would just not follow through with the grant. But to meet the timeline, we probably need to go ahead and adopt the resolution at saying that we believe we're interested, if that makes sense.
It does. I move that we adopt a resolution in support of Texas Historical Commission grant to update the Upshur County Courthouse Preservation Master Plan.
Second.
The motion's by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the resolution. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to approve an interlocal agreement with DPS for county-provided DPS civil employee.
I would like that pulled, please, sir. I'd like to do some more research on what our liability is, because some of the things that they're asking for us, I don't see how we are going to be responsible for that.
I agree.
I do, too.
Do you want to get with them in the next?
I do.
Okay.
I will.
Talk to the sergeant, maybe. Item six is discuss and take action to approve revised contract with E-Tex for phone and internet service. Mr. Larry Montgomery is here with us if we need to ask any questions. We're actually going to be paying less per month, but we're going to have more services provided to the sheriff's office.
Yes, sir.
So, do y'all have any questions?
I read over it, and it looked like it was cost savings and better service, so I'll make a motion that we approve the revised contract with E-Tex for phone and internet service.
Second. I like a bargain.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the revised contract with E-Tex. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item seven, discuss and take action to appoint members to the Emergency Services District Board. Those members currently up this time are Mark Nichols, Bubba DeBerry, and Claudia Henson. Everyone needs to be aware also, we received a letter from Shelby Henderson. He's here in the audience. I don't know Shelby real well, other than I know he's a full-time fireman with Gilmer.
Yes, sir. I've been a firefighter here in Elk County for 13 years. Just want to try to forward the fire service in this county and make it a better place for our citizens.
Shelby, what area of the county do you live in? Out in Harmony?
Harmony, the grass off of Fox Road.
Okay.
So, for you to be placed, you would have to replace someone?
Yes, ma'am, I believe so.
Okay. What's the deadline on this? Because I haven't had anybody call, or is there a deadline? Today yet? Wow.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
It's, in the past, we've not always gotten it done by the deadline, but when do y'all have the next meeting, Bubba?
It will be in January, but I have to file a report between now and January 1st with the state.
Okay.
That's why I was not in today.
Okay. And the next Commissioner's Court meeting is the 11th of January because of the schooling that Judge Tefteller and the new commissioners have to go to.
Judge, may I ask you, the three incumbents all been contacted and said they would like to serve again?
Two of them contacted me.
Are you liberty to say which two?
Sure. Mr. DeBerry and Mr. Nichols.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask the hard question. Is there someone that is on the board that is not doing what you think is beneficial to the board and that needs to be replaced?
Not per se. I think there's been a complications in the past with members that just haven't been able to agree totally on to move forward with the stuff that needs to be done, especially with the in regards to accountability, responsibility that the ESD needs to take on to further this fire service in this county, especially with the citizens and the increase in tax money that has been received in the past year or two.
Okay. And does somebody want to tell us who they are?
Mr. D. Berry, do you?
Yes, sir.
Do you know if Mr. Henson wants to be back on the board?
I have not had that discussion with him, sir, to say yes or no.
Okay.
Okay.
And Bubba, you want to serve at least 2 more years, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'd like to serve at least
to make it 30 years.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I guess I will step out here and make a motion then to reappoint Mark Nichols, Bubba D. Berry, Jared Maddox, and cannot think of Mr. Tackett's name right now, and have Mr. Shelby Henderson take Mr. Henson's place.
I thought y'all were appointing three.
We are.
Okay.
It'll be those that were appointed in 16.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then it would be Mr. Nichols, Bubba D. Berry, and Shelby Henderson.
Are you going to second it?
I'll second it.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to appoint Mark Nichols, Bubba D. Berry, and Shelby Henderson to the ESD board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Aye. Item 8 is discuss and take action to award the jail food contract.
Thank you, Judge. Commissioner, we asked for bids from three companies. We only received two of the bids back. One of them was Cisco, and the other one was Performance Food. We're asking that we just go ahead and continue on with the Cisco after the comparison of the two. They're very similar, but there are some differences in size, quantity of food, and things that made it, but they're very similar in the price range. But we've had a very good service with Cisco that comes in, sits down with us. We've had rebates. I did give the two commissioners a synopsis of what our recommendation was. And I know I wasn't able to do that when you did, Judge. We're asking that we continue along with Cisco.
I move that we award the jail food contract to Cisco.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to award the food jail contract to Cisco. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to purchase an office chair and 3 counter stools for the tax office out of non-departmental furniture and fixtures. This is $1,028.63 for 3 stools and 1 chair.
And that consumes over half of that budget?
That budget is $2,000.
Okay.
Annually.
Who are you buying it from?
It doesn't say on here. Do you know, Fran, who y'all are supposed to be getting them from?
Yeah, Abel's Land, 5-year warranty, no shipping or handling.
Okay, and this says it's not an exact quote either.
Are the others just worn out, or are we just replaced?
They're just worn out.
Okay, we're not just in addition. Ms. Hollerby, you think that leaves enough money for the rest of the year for you?
Oh, lot of people have been buying chairs out of their own budget, and I don't mind that as long as they have the money to do so, or they get relatively inexpensive ones, so. And I don't even think we used much furniture and fixtures money last year, so I think it'll be fine.
Okay, I'm over the wing.
I have one question, I have one thing though, that we have a new judge coming in, taking a new office. We have two new commissioners coming in. So are you gonna need anything specific, Judge?
I'm not gonna need nothing.
Okay.
And if I do, I'll get it myself. I found a real cool chair from the 70s.
Okay. Okay.
That's your motion?
Yeah, my motion was buy the chairs, let's do it. From the 70s, though.
Well, my only thing is that's not an exact quote. It says it's not an exact quote, so
She did come up with a new quote.
Okay.
It's $1,028.
Okay. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the purchase of the three stools and one chair for the tax office out of non-departmental furniture and fixtures. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to approve out-of-state travel for the librarian.
I'm asking to be able to go to, it's the Association of Rural and Small Libraries, and I went this past year, was in Springfield, Illinois. This year it's going to be in Burlington, Vermont. And I'm asking for travel expenses for my plane and for my hotel and for the actual conference. My meals and stuff, I'll pay myself.
So if there's any questions as to why does she have to come in front of the commissioner's court to ask to spend her own travel money, our policy requires that if you have out-of-state travel, it has to be approved by the commissioner's court.
I didn't see any amounts.
The conference is gonna be about $350. The plane ticket right now is right at $600. And the hotel, I didn't get any hotel, but it'll be the cheapest place.
Okay. It'll be out of her budget.
Okay. And that gives you enough money left over for your people and whatever you got to do education-wise?
This past year when I went, the county just paid for my conference. I paid the rest of it myself.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the out-of-state travel for the librarian. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11, Commissioner Burka asks that be pulled from the agenda. So it will not require any action.
Okay.
I would like to say this. Thank you all. It's been a long, sometimes difficult 16 years, but very rewarding. And I've enjoyed working with everybody, and I continue to work with everybody. So thank y'all.
And I want to say it's been a privilege to serve the citizens of Upshur County for the last 8 years. And I know that some of the department heads, we've always argued, but we've always agreed to disagree. So I've always tried to keep the best interest of the taxpayer in mind when I was doing things. And that wasn't always what I wanted to do, but that was kind of what I felt like I needed to do. But thank y'all for allowing me to serve for 8 years.
And I want to say that I will miss y'all.
We'll miss you too. Hey, I moved to adjourn.
Second.
We got a motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Hey, Randy. No, I'll be there. I'm coming back to you.